Well, hey everyone. Welcome to KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial or online at kboo.fm. My name is Guinevere D'Amelia. The program here tonight is It You or Is It Me? I have a wonderful guest tonight named Grace Howes. Welcome, Grace.
Why, thank you, Guinevere.
It's a pleasure.
It is my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about coaching, life coaching. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, work that we do as coaches in this line of work, and also personal responsibility, personal growth, personal development. Is It You or Is It Me comes up with the idea of, you know, some different ideas. In your life, do you blame or do you look at other people for what's going on in your own life? Or are you taking responsibility for it? Are you saying, no, that was me, and you're owning your actions? So this is a time here, and we'll be talking more about is it you or is it me as we go along. So Grace, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure meeting you and getting to know you.
Same here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. What I'm going to say first is Grace almost just knocked me over because she said, I said, what do you do? She goes, well, I'm a soul nudger.
Yeah. I love to nudge souls. And I love to get them going and showing up.
Mm-hmm. I just love the feel of that. You know, it's not a slam dunk. It's not a big threatening push. It's a little bit of a nudge.
It is, yeah. You don't want to push anybody. That's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
You just need to give them a nudge. Point them in the right direction. Help them move forward so they can stand on their own. And that's all about soul nudging.
I love it. So tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you?
Who am I? I originally hail from the Bahamas.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And family and I, three kids and a husband. Gotta have, yeah, and a husband.
Nice.
We moved from Bahamas to North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Stayed there for over 20 years. And then long time in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that because we wanted to stay, or I wanted to stay close to my family in the Bahamas. His mm-hmm. family's in England, so we wanted to stay close to one set of grandparents. And then about 4 years ago, we decided, let's change things up. And we moved to Portland. And it's been like, Portland is my heart city. And Freeport is my home city.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, mm-hmm. that's it. I have three beautiful kids.
Nice.
And my oldest just got married about 2 weeks ago. So I was mother of the groom.
Whoa.
Yes. Stepped into that role. And before I became a life coach, I was actually a creative for most of the time we spent in North Carolina. So I was a quilt artist, and then I became a bookbinder. So I was doing art before I did life coaching. Well, I should say before I did life coaching as an official thing,
mm-hmm.
because as you know, for those who do life coaching, we've done this before. We just didn't do it in an official capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been ongoing.
It is
just a matter of noticing and tuning it up.
Exactly. Exactly. And then about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I decided to tune it up because I wanted to do more of what feels natural to me. And it's mm-hmm. not that art didn't feel natural, but serving and helping women show up in being themselves. That was a calling that I didn't know I had until I started my certification.
Sweet. That idea of being in service is what drives me also.
It's big. Yeah.
It's huge.
It's big. It's not about, making money's fine. That's really good. Right. That's a part of it. But being of service is the bigger part of how I bring myself to my work.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making sure that the women I encounter know who they are, what they're about, and how I can serve and support them in any capacity as a life coach.
And there's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Good night.
I love it. I just love that.
Yeah.
It's a gift in spirit, really. It's a gift in soul sharing. It's a gift that goes beyond just any kind of payment or anything. It's like almost inconsequential. We are in service to each other on a soul level.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, when I come to help someone in whatever capacity I do help them as a life coach, I am bringing myself, I'm giving a piece of myself mm-hmm. to them, because if I don't do that, then I can't fully help them, because I have to show up completely.
Completely.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My whole self.
It's an amazing part of the art of being a life coach is being 100% present and available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think people feel that. They sense it, right? So they're more relaxed. They're, a little bit more willing to open up and take some risks.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, we have to create a space for them to want to mm-hmm. feel comfortable enough to open up, because opening up means vulnerability, and vulnerability means I'm really, really scared.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to create the container for them to open up, to see what's inside, and then work with what's there and kind of bring on all the all the tools and bring on all the things that they need in order to come out the other side just bouncing and happy and more happy, I should say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More fulfilled.
Well, yeah, more fulfilled. Right. That's excellent. It's like you could be really happy, but maybe have this one little area you're unhappy in, but
exactly.
It actually is pretty big underneath that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the area underneath the stuff is sometimes it gets to be really gigantic once you pull back all the layers and you see, like, oh, I didn't know that was there. Oh, and this is there too. And that's what we do as life coaches. We're like, okay, we can contain you. We can hold you. Don't worry. We got you. Mm-hmm. And then move through the process.
Yeah. Yeah. So I heard you say that you work with women.
Yes.
Can you... What's women? I know that you work entrepreneurial business, but could you talk a little bit about the women that you work with
when I first started life coaching, I knew that I wanted to work with women. I knew that that was my avenue. That's the people I wanted to serve. And over the course of the years that I've been life coaching, I've kind of really honed it in on I love to work with women in business. There's a piece of them that I gravitate towards.
Uh-huh.
And I keep saying to people, I'm not a business coach. I am a life coach for women in business.
Mm.
Because there's so much stuff that we don't think is there. And when we go to do the business, it's kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. And yes, you need a business coach. Some people do. But sometimes you really do need to decipher the inner stuff before you actually take yourself into business and show up there completely and fully.
So if somebody, if a woman has this business and she's feeling pretty good about what the business is doing, it's people come in and they're buying stuff and it looks pretty well, but there's something that's kind of missing, and you get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've just said it's really not about the business organization, it's not about the books, it's not about management stuff.
No.
So could you talk a little bit more about what it is that this person is coming to you and they're saying, you know, my business isn't quite working the way I want it.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I help women do is I help them figure out the inner stuff, the stuff that goes on in our heads as we're in business. Mm-hmm. For instance, procrastination is a thing.
Okay.
Comparisonitis.
I know that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all know. I call her Miss P. She shows up. She, you know, as a life coach, she still shows up. But it's dealing with the fears that leads to resistance and overwhelm and doubt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's all of that that I unpack, help them unpack. I call it the excavation phase, where we go through and figure out what is the stuff that's holding me back, that's having me stuck, so that I cannot do the job that I want to do, so I cannot serve the women or the people that I want to serve in my work. So I help them work through the inner stuff going on, and we talk about what it exactly is. We talk about the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a more feeling work than business coaching work.
Right on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of beliefs then. Mm-hmm. I imagine people are unpacking a lot of beliefs, indoctrinated beliefs, things, dreamt up beliefs of this is how it has to be.
We all have stories. We all have stories. And we all have stories that we have kept with us, if they've grown with us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them since childhood, some of them since we began our business. But there's stories that we believe, and we believe them as true, and come to find that they're not really true. That's just what we tell ourselves in order to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And the limiting beliefs is part of that. They're part of our stories we tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. And once we unpack all of that, once we go through and figure out, okay, this story, this is really who I am. This one, that's not me.
Not so much.
Yeah, not so much. I don't feel comfortable in that space. And then we work on what this means for them and how to change it. A lot of the work is in changing habits.
Okay.
Because habits control the things that we do. And when we have a story that we believe, there's a habit associated with that.
Okay.
And so if we can figure out what the story is, and then we dig deep and find out, oh, what's the habit we've created around that story? And then we can work to change the habit so that we can change the story.
It's just amazing how much our indoctrinated stories, indoctrinated beliefs, indoctrinated stuff, and watch all those things that have wound us up into what you just said, habits or almost ritual ways of acting out our daily lives.
Yeah. And we don't think about it because we're going along every day, wake up and we do the same things all the time. And it's ingrained in us.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like it's rooted in us. And it's almost like what I do is I dig up some of those roots and then replant with the true stuff, you know, and move from there.
You know, I've been doing personal work and working with others too, and around belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I just call them systems, but it's not really a system. It's a belief.
Yeah.
And how interesting it is that we pick up ideas and ways we think about things, and that's what I'm calling a belief.
Right.
Is sometimes they can become these rigid guideposts that we use to measure our lives, and then we come to find out that that rigid thing we just stuck in the ground belongs to somebody's great grandmother.
Yes.
And you're looking that's at it and mine. Go like, that's
yeah, that has nothing to do with me. That's my history from ancestry, but that has nothing to do with the person I am. And trying to decipher which stories make up the whole of the person and bringing in the new stories that they've discovered, Mm-hmm. That's the work. That's the beauty of the work. That's the deep dive, peeling back the layers, constantly going in. I like to say we go deeper and then we go deeper still. Mm-hmm. And I say that on calls with clients, like, okay, let's go deeper on that. Because I can sense that there's just a little more layer to go through. And that's the work. That's the beauty of the work.
That's just amazing. You had some points there that you had written down that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure we got segued into that. You know, one of the things that we have just been talking about is beliefs, stories, habits, things mm-hmm. that we as, you know, just human beings in this time on the planet, we go through life with these preconceived ideas,
exactly.
beliefs, habits. Unraveling that, what would be some of the benefits you might think about that could be a benefit? I mean, some people may say, well, that's obvious, you know, I get my own belief. But it's like, past that
there's a self-confidence
self-confidence
that comes on board, and it the self-confidence is usually shrouded in comparing ourselves to others,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and so we don't see our own self-worth. And then there's the idea that capabilities,
mm-hmm.
you don't believe, because the self-confidence is kind of like pot, just gone. You don't believe you can do, and so you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so that idea of gaining self-confidence, and in our case, it's through life coaching. So mm-hmm. it's through trial and error. It's
right.
through exploring before committing.
Exactly.
It's being able to try out stuff mm-hmm. Before you actually step out and do something. Building
it's
that
also
self-confidence.
About taking risks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like jumping. Mm-hmm. It's also jumping in before the inner critic has a chance to take hold. And just sway your attention this way to this thing that this is the story that you've been telling yourself. Nope, let me go in. You gotta go in. Let's go in. And jumping in and saying, I'm gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
And believing that you're gonna do this. Well, there's a teeny tiny part of you that just doesn't believe, but the larger part of you believes because we've been working on building up that self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
building up the idea that you can do anything you set out to do. You are a capable, bold human being, and you have work to do, and believing that you have work to do. We talked about those limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
It is just turning them on their heads, turning that stuff on the head, so that the belief you have in yourself is your pillar, and you stand strong in that, and you can move forward. Doesn't mean to say that stuff won't happen,
right?
But there's more of an ability to get to that point where you do the work, and that's the point of the work that I do, to get women to do the work in their business,
mm-hmm.
because they're coming. I had a client who was, she kept saying, I can't. And that was like a broken record. I can't.
Mm.
And we worked on that. We worked on changing those words. And that was a while, but we worked on changing those words from I can't to possibility. Because I don't say, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know, that's a little condescending,
yeah.
almost. Yeah.
And everybody can.
Right.
Everybody can.
Right.
I believe that everybody can.
Well, that goes back to the capable.
Yes, exactly.
You are capable.
You are capable of doing this. You just have to believe a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's, you know, I call it like putting on your superwoman cape. Because there's this, sometimes clients need some tangible thing to think about. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, put on your brave cape now. If you were with your brave cape, what would you do? And that shifts their thinking. And then they go into possibilities rather than limitations.
Yeah.
It's a lot of small nuggets. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called soul nudging, because it's
not as opposed to soul nuggets. Now,
yeah. We got
Let's
nuggets.
Back that one up a little bit. Nuggets are down the street.
Yes.
This is nudging.
This is why it's called soul nudging, because it's I'm nudging them. I'm not mm-hmm. hitting them with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to do any good, mm-hmm. and is going to hurt.
Well, which brings us into compassion and empathy.
Yes.
A nudge that you've asked for on mm-hmm. some level yeah. is welcome, even if it's nerve-wracking or feels risky, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of the work that they go through after we kind of like peel back the layers, go through the excavation. Mm-hmm. There's a point where it is, you have to embrace the things that are there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's really good stuff, mm-hmm. and you know there's good stuff about you. And then there's things that are like, not so good, and you don't want to see it.
But however, yeah. you know. It's
But that makes up the whole of you, because we're getting to the truth of who they are. And so there's a point where we need to embrace all of this. And the way to embrace all of the warts and the good bits and the bad bits. I don't like to call them bad bits, but.
The good bits and the
other
bits.
The good bits and the bits.
The bits.
That part, you have to bring in grace, mm-hmm. forgiveness, and compassion.
Yeah.
You have to do that. If you don't do that, you're stuck in that same place again. Mm-hmm. Because you have to say, okay, I'm not going to knock myself with this anymore. I'm going to turn this around. And it's a lot of work. It takes a good bit of time to change that thinking. But when you bring in the grace and the compassion, when you bring in the kindness to yourself, mm-hmm. and when mm-hmm. you bring in just the making sure that you are taking care of you, that's when it's kind of like, I can almost see a light bulb go off. That is kind of like, oh, this is what she's, I get it now. I get it. Because peeling back the layers is, that's hard.
Right.
Because you got to look inside.
I know.
You got to look inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, in my experience, it's not as hard as beating yourself up has been for however many years you've been doing it. It looks difficult, and sometimes it goes on for a certain amount of time, and it hurts, and it's painful, mm-hmm. or shameful, whatever. But when we clear that and we come out and we get to stand up and look at that and go, oh, that really hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
the path forward, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It's not as bad as that period where you're always beating yourself up, because you're always in the dumps.
Always.
Always in the dumps.
Even if you're walking around happy, there's that. What is it? There's that hand, there's that pressure that's always holding you mm-hmm. back.
What do you think you're doing? No. Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? That's the big one. Who do you think you are? And that goes into the self-worth, and that goes into the enoughness, and knowing that you are capable. All of those things are all pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out where you fit in all of this, that's work. Not as much as staying in that puddle of feeling bad.
Right, because that's like stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
This work is active, it's forward moving, it's exciting, even if it's scary.
Yep.
Even if it hurts, it's still exciting when you get past those few points.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, it's like, you know, a lot of people run a business as an identity, right? They have their business person identity, and their soul nature, their creative part, maybe isn't really connected to that.
Right. Yeah.
So their identity shows up at 8 in the morning, opens the door. It's on the computer, whatever, right? Does the thing all day as someone other than themselves, just another mm-hmm. identity, mm-hmm. like this is my work identity, this is my consultant identity, this is whatever my, you know, that might be.
Mm-hmm.
This is my retail sales identity.
Mm-hmm.
And at 4:30, that's done. You shut the door and go home feeling not quite successful.
No.
Maybe it was a great day. The cash register's full.
Mm-hmm.
You saw some people. But you're feeling... So now why should somebody bring their heart and soul into that picture?
It's a matter of being fulfilled on all levels so that when you do your job, when you do your work, you are fully present.
So fully present?
Being fully present is thing. There are lots of people who go to work and then they come home and they get to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the two, the business person and the person, personhood does not meet.
Mm-hmm.
But when you, to make a sustainable business, I believe, you have to show up as you so that people can see that this is the good work that she's putting out. And so if you show up as you completely, then obviously that's going to be your bottom line being better because people are gravitating towards the you that is rather than the business identity you bring to it. There's a hat that you put on
mm-hmm.
or a coat that you put on that shields you from being present.
So that idea of the hat, the coat, that identity is being separate from the person feels kind of limiting.
Mm-hmm. You are limiting yourself.
And so if you have a business that's somewhat dry, I mean, you know, you're just processing or you're just doing the same stuff, why would you even want to bring that in there?
Your person, your,
mm-hmm.
Why would you not? Don't you want to enjoy the work that you're doing? Don't you want to wake up in the morning and be like, heck yeah, I'm going to do this now. Yes, because you know this person, you're going to have a meeting with this person today and you're going to put everything on the line or you're going to create the most beautiful piece of art because all of your whole self is going into it
mm-hmm.
and that shows up in a gallery when it's on the wall and the customer will buy it. That's the stuff. That's the essence of who we are. We need to bring to our work. And if the wholeness of you is not available, it shows up in your work. And then it shows up in the no clients. And then it mm-hmm. shows up in producing work that you're not really happy with.
Just you know? Getting by.
You are just getting by all the time. And what life is that to live?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things, it's so interesting you bring up the business and the work. I always kept them separate.
Mm-hmm.
I always kept them separate. And it's only in the last few years that it's like, well, duh, that doesn't make no sense. I gotta be me. And so I figured out a way. I had to figure out a way to be present.
Uh-huh.
So I bring my whole self, but I don't have to be, I'm still private. I can still be a private person. But I can bring all of me to my work. I can show up and just be Grace instead of Grace the business person.
Mm-hmm.
And that, all of that, when you show up as just Grace the business person, you're constantly striving, you're constantly hustling. There's energy that doesn't need to be in there that you could use for something else.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're bringing your whole full energy of your whole full self to your work, it is just like the most magic that happens because you're more content. Okay, so you have bad days. That's, you know, that's life. But the fact that you can show up and be wholly, fully you, and everybody sees you, and there are some who don't like you, and you put them aside and say, go down that road, because that's not what we're not doing that here. You know, you get to be wholly you. You get to be the person that you were meant to be in business and in life. The two are not separate.
Mm-hmm.
The two are not separate. The two can't be separate.
Well, one of the reasons I asked that question was because doing some of this work and peeling back cores and becoming in integrity
mm-hmm.
with your own deliberate beliefs and mm-hmm. actions and stuff could lead to a lot of other changes.
Absolutely. Yes. It's amazing when we peel back the layers and we show up as who we are, that all of this other opportunity comes to us.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Because we're not holding back. We're not limiting anymore. And so the universe is like, oh, you're showing up now. Okay, here you go.
So kind of like you're going along, you're in this business, it's making you some money, it's doing whatever, you're kind of creating here and there, but, you know, something's not quite fulfilled, right?
Yeah.
So when you start this work and you find out, well, I really don't like this business.
Exactly.
This really is not what I've been wanting to do, but I've been doing it for 10 years and I'm stuck. You
yep.
know, I'm earning good money, you know.
Right.
I'm settled.
Settling. Mm-hmm.
Different yeah. than settled. Settled is at the bottom of that pile. Settling is somewhere
you're
in between.
You're settling for something that you think you want, mm-hmm. but there's a piece of you, every time you go home, there's a piece of you like, this something doesn't feel right. Something feels off. But you can never figure out what it is, and then you wake up the next day and you do it again. And then you come home like, It is
right.
that thing, that's your soul that needs a little bit of nudging.
Right.
That's your soul that's telling you this is not enough for you. You need to either pivot or ratchet things up or take more risks.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that comes with opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Opening up the inner calls and just grappling in and figuring out what's there. And coming up with surprises and coming up with disappointments, but also coming up with ways to be better and be more yourself. Because that's one of the things I had my own self-discovery process.
Uh-huh.
And it was a year-long process and it took a long, long time.
It was a long year.
It was a very long year. It was more than 365 days, it felt like. But I did my own self-discovery process. And through that process, and the work that I do with my clients, is I have them come up with 3 to 5 things that they can live their life by. And informs everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my 3 are light, truth, and joy.
Ah.
And this is the mm-hmm. work that I do. And this is how I present myself to the world. I am in my light now. And I enjoy being in the light. Sometimes you won't find me in the light because I'm tired, because I'm an introvert. Mm-hmm. But...
And so-and-so did that to me.
And then the truth part is authenticity. Because I was hiding, I couldn't be all of me mm-hmm. and be authentic. And so the light led to the truth, which led to seeing joy. And, you know, I like to say there's a beauty in ordinary days, because now that I am being all of me, I can see the light streaming through and poking through the window and coming across that chair and seeing the beauty of that light flicker.
Right.
That's just beauty. That's mm-hmm. just joy. And that little thing will bring me joy. But in the state I was before, I was not going to see any of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was not going to see the smallest little pockets of joy there are out there. And that's the thing that brings me happiness. When a client, after we get out of a session, and I could feel it, I could see it, and I could feel that there's like this a spark, that brings me joy. Mm-hmm. But now I can see this stuff. I can see the joy, and I can accept the joy, and I can receive the joy. And so those three things are my tenets, my tethering points: light, truth, and joy. And part of the work I do with my clients is to get them to, what are the things that would make you not only happy, but content,
mm-hmm.
and feeling good about yourself and what you do and how you present yourself to the world. And we dig in to find their three words or their five words.
Mm-hmm.
And we work to use those as a starting point, as a base for everything else. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Well, why don't we take a few minutes here and catch our breath, and we'll take a short break. Liam? Thank you and welcome back. Is it you or is it me?
It's you. It's
definitely you, Grace.
Oh, darn. I can take it. I can take it.
It's definitely me. Yes.
Oh, okay. Pass the torch.
We can both have it. One of the things I always like to talk about, and I feel like it goes hand in hand with any kind of personal growth, is also personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to go, yeah, I did that. Yes, I've been thinking that. Yeah. Okay. And yes. Sorry, I got a little distracted there for a second. Just to re-clarify or restart,
mm-hmm.
I'm here with Grace. I'm Guinevere. Grace House.
Yes.
Yeah. So, hiccup. Anyway, personal responsibility, right. The ability to go, I have that belief.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where it came from. Whatever.
Personal responsibility. There's this intersection of self-sufficiency and where it crosses life coaching. And the personal responsibility part is where you are aware of something, but you cannot figure out how to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting to the point where you know you can do stuff, but it's just not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's personal responsibility in there when you need to step up to the plate, but you don't have the ability to do that.
What would What would something like that look like? What might be an example of stepping up to the plate?
For instance, especially if you're in a new business and you need to show up, you need to be in front of the people you're calling to your business.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you find yourself unable to do is to maybe not do social media. I don't know how.
Oh, while you're waiting on a customer?
Yeah. Yeah, that sort of stuff. Or I don't know how to do this thing in business. And so because you don't know how to do this technical thing, let's say,
okay,
you pull back. You don't. Mm-hmm. You just don't do it. That's not going to obviously help your business. But there's a piece of you, because you don't know how to do this, there's also an underlying tract that says you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the rub, where it's kind of, okay, life coaching is going to come in and help you deal with this little piece so that you can step up and say, oh, okay, I can now do this. I can now show up and do this. And then I can work in my business. But it goes back to the limiting beliefs again.
It does. But that's an interesting thing. It's like the willingness to step up to the plate for yourself, because this is your biz. This mm-hmm. is your life's work you're doing, to step up into that and go, take that deep breath and go, okay, I need to make space to learn this, or I actually need to start doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's also the secondary piece of that is, I don't know how,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to.
And I don't want to. And that's my favorite part.
And then there's also the motivating factor. You know, there's you're not motivated to do it because mm-hmm. you don't know how. But there is an underlying reason what this is all about. And so that's where you need to take personal responsibility for what you do know at this time and step into, okay, I need help. I need okay. support.
You know, when I think about my life and what I have done and the things I've experienced in order to come to a place of being responsible for what I think,
mm-hmm.
the actions I take. You know, the actions you take, it's easy to take responsibility, especially when other people see you do it. It's like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
But it's more, it's like, what am I feeling? Mm-hmm. And taking responsibility for that. Feeling down, feeling bad, feeling unsettled.
Mm-hmm.
Taking responsibility to take the action
yeah.
to call you and, or me, hey, but this is your hour. Sorry. You know, it is to take the responsibility. And that might sound like a big, heavy thing, right?
Right.
Take the responsibility. But it's a little nudge. It's a little easy step you can take to go, you know what? I am thinking, or I am feeling, I am experiencing
right.
on some level this thing that's just not.
It's an icky feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's an icky feeling that, and of course, the icky feeling comes in because the inner critic is hard at work.
Hard at work,
she
yeah.
is hard mm-hmm. at work. And I call it, the inner critic comes in and she's fair. She's the big fair thing. And she has lots of helpers. We talked about the big P, Miss
mm-hmm.
P, mm-hmm. procrastination,
mm-hmm.
and overwhelm and doubt. And it's when those come in that you have to recognize, take a step back and recognize, oh, this is beginning to be bigger than I can handle. And it is...
Or it looks like that, right? It feels a little bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of letting that shut you down...
Yeah. And sometimes they don't get to that point where they see, oh, this is bigger. They just know something is up.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to me for something totally different and come to find out, oh, it's this thing over here.
Mm.
It's this thing over here. We really need to unpack this one because that's going to help you more than you even thought was going to be possible.
Sweet.
Yeah. And it's always, always, always being open to possibility. Being open to all of the things that are possible for you.
We're making it sound easy, huh? Hey. So, would you let the world know how to get a hold of you?
You can reach me on my website at kgracehowes.com. Kgracehowes.com.
Okay, all yeah. one.
All one, mm-hmm. yeah. K as in K, the letter K, not K-A-Y. So it's kgracehowes.com. And, of course, come and talk to me on Instagram. I love Instagram.
Ah.
Instagram is my jam. That's what I keep saying. Instagram is my jam. So you can find me at K Grace Howells on Instagram.
Ah.
And on Facebook. I've made it really easy to come and find me. And, you know, come and talk to me. Let me know what's happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how I can nudge your soul. Let me know what I can do.
What you doing tomorrow? Hey.
Let's do this.
So okay. So K Grace
Howes, Howes
.com. All right.
That's all.
And from that point, or Instagram or Facebook, people can get your email, go to your
Absolutely.
Site, see all of that.
Yeah.
And so on your website, I saw several programs that you have, classes and events.
I have a couple of things coming up. I have a few workshops there.
Workshops.
One of the things that I have is the 5 days of self-love. That is a program that I instituted because we all need to go into a space where we take care of ourselves.
Mm.
And we look in the mirror and we love ourselves. And so that's 5 days of self-love. That's a really good program to start. It's an email, so it's just filtered to your email, and you just do the exercises and learn how to love yourself a little bit more.
Nice.
Yeah. And then...
That's important.
Oh, so
you know,
important.
Especially for women in business that are getting a lot of energy, a lot of different stuff going on, that self-care.
That's the self-care. That's the self-care button that you need to push more often, because in order to do the work we're called to do, we need to take care of ourselves. What do they say in the airplane? Put your mask on first before you help another.
Mm.
That's what this is about.
Nice.
Putting your mask on first so that you can help the other. Yeah. And also, I'm working on a group program. And it's going to be a women's business circle. And I'm putting not finishing touches. I'm in the middle of creating this group program. So look for that to come.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That'll be on your website?
Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
Wow. It's just like...
Yeah.
That will be on your website.
That will.
And you had a couple more too, right? You had something about the year? Looking back over the year?
Oh, reflections. Reflections on a year. That's a 30-day reflection. I love, every year I do a reflection, and I thought, why don't I open it up to everybody? And so I send you one question each day for 30 days.
Wow.
And because I'm a journaler, I love to journal. This is where the bookbinding came in when I was doing creative work. And so
that's perfect.
Yeah, it worked. So I send you one question a day for 30 days. And each of those is to reflect on your year in business and your year in your life. And the two of those coming together, we usually do that around November, because that's the time that, you know, everything is coming to a head and the year is coming to an end. And it's a beautiful time to take some self-reflection before you try and bring in manifestation for the new year. So it'll inform your new year. That one's called Reflections on a Year.
Mm-hmm. Is that a like online group thing, or is it questions and email?
No, that's a free program.
Oh, wow.
It goes out if you're part of my Lighthouse Letters. My Lighthouse Letters is my newsletter. because part of the three tenet, my three tenets is light, truth, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted some way to reach women and help them understand that they too have the light and give them ways to find their own light.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the Lighthouse Letters is about. You can go to my website and sign up to be receiving that. And come November, I'll be putting out an email saying, let's do this reflections again. And so that's the way to get in there. Yeah.
So what's new on your horizon like? What are you creating in the background there?
What am I creating? Well,
it's going to be new and fantastic.
The new women's group, that's an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. also, there is kind of like a podcast in my future.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm working with a few people to kind of get that together.
Uh-huh.
To talk uh-huh. about inspiring stories from women. So it'll be interviews and it'll be me in solo episodes just talking about how to be bold, brave, and badass in your life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's coming up.
That's coming up.
That's so what I'm working on.
You'll
getting
let
some
people
episodes
know about
done.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On Instagram, say hi, and that's probably where I'll put it out. Yep.
And links from everywhere else, right?
Yes. Yes.
So,
all the time.
Once more for the folks that only wrote down half of it.
They wrote down all of it, but I'll tell you anyway.
Just one more time.
It's K Grace Howes, HOWES.com.
Nice.
That's where to find me.
Grace and I met at a group, at a meetup group
mm-hmm.
for women entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Imagine that. And I was looking for someone to come on the show because that's what I do, right? I
mm-hmm.
look around for interesting people, mostly women, mostly coaches, to come on this show and talk about what they do and let people know that this is an area that's wonderful to get into. Like this having a life coach is easy. It's gentle, it's compassionate,
yeah.
full of empathy. And it's not about necessarily going into these past episodes. It's about here and now.
It is.
And it's about helping people, even though there might be some belief, you know, some things coming in from the past.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's about the here and the now.
It is.
And how to work with your future, your moving forward,
exactly.
your in the moment things. So my encouragement to everybody who's listening out there is look Grace up and hit her up for
find
some.
Find yourself a coach.
Yeah.
Find yourself a coach.
Yeah.
Because that is you taking care of yourself. That's actually self-care.
So another minute on this story here. So the meetup group is over. It was a great group. As usual, everybody, we really get to feel each other and have a really nice vibration there.
Yeah.
So the group is over and Grace and I kind of scoot back at the same time and she turns and she goes, you said something about the radio. I want to talk about podcasts.
I did.
I'm like, well, before you talk about that.
What are you doing Tuesday?
Get over here.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
And I so appreciate you taking the time to share yourself with everybody.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
I got to just say this one more. You're probably tired of me saying soul nudger at this point.
No.
But I just so love that term because in my life, in my work, I've been looking for a way to voice the spirituality of what we do,
mm-hmm.
which is our personal growth. It's
yeah.
not religious. It's not
no.
any of that nonsense.
Mm-mm.
This is about connecting our little human bits with our higher spirit selves.
Exactly.
And that mm-hmm. nudging that stuff.
That,
so
that part of our soul outward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So that will do it for our show for this month. We send our love to everybody out there and our appreciation. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Liam, for doing the board and hanging out. And thank you to everybody at KBOO. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw? Where'd that come from? KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Rally Against War in Iran and Venezuela on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Salmon Street Fountain Plaza in Waterfront Park in Portland. This march and rally will primarily focus on the possibility of U.S. military intervention in Iran and Venezuela, but also calling attention to the use of sanctions as economic war. Again, that's the Rally Against War in Iran and Venezuela, and Sanctions Kill People Too, on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Salmon Street Fountain Plaza in Waterfront Park, downtown Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm at the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Sun Ra Orchestra live Monday, July 15th and Tuesday, July 16th at 8:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. Just back from their European tour celebrating band director Marshall Allen's 95th birthday, the 15-member Sun Ra Orchestra will play two shows of experimental cosmic jazz and improvisational music. Again, that's the Sun Ra Orchestra, Monday, July 15th and Tuesday, July 16th at 8:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Spread yourself. Spread yourself.
Tuesday. Welcome, it's Tuesday. Again, that's Calculated Conversation Day, as you may well know. We in the house. I'm your host, David. Ken is in the building.
Yes, sir.
We got a special guest in the house. Now, so you, I know you said you changed your name. Is it Lerone?
Yeah, I actually just recently changed it, and I haven't made it very public yet.
Oh, okay.
Like, I haven't even changed it at work yet. But my name is actually Umoja Lerone.
Umoja.
Now,
okay.
Yeah, I'm one of them brothers who didn't like Master's last name no more. I had to.
Formerly Lerone.
Yeah, I don't even like to say it.
Don't even want to say it, huh?
I don't like to say it.